The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Who better knows the importance of rain and snow than we who live in the rural parts of the country? Our livelihood is affected by the weather much more than those who live and work in the cities. When we don't have enough rain, or when we have too much, the crops don't grow and people go hungry. Only when we are blessed with the proper amount of moisture can we produce that which feeds this nation with the bounty of God's rich blessings. The law of God is like that drought or flood, which shows us that we are helpless in the face of God's power. God's law does not only curb bad behavior as we fear punishment, but it acts as a mirror to show that we are condemned because we have broken the law. The law causes us to cry to God for relief, that God relent from his condemnation, that he provide the help we need to overcome sin and eternal death. Preaching the law returns the benefit of preparing people to hear the gospel, that Jesus Christ bore the guilt of our sin. Through his death and resurrection, we are offered the forgiveness of our sin and receive everlasting life. May our Lord grant that we hear the preaching of the law so that we may hear the good news of the gospel. Amen.